Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, we've made it, 2023. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Good to see all of you here this morning gathered for our New Year's Day service on this Sunday, January 1st, but also welcome to those that are tuning in online as well. It's just kind of the last couple weeks, people are traveling, going different places. I hope you had a Merry Christmas as well. This morning is really an opportunity to be thinking about, isn't it, January 1st, about the resolutions that we have for this next year. Do you have resolutions? I see some of you already, I don't even want to talk about resolutions. I'm not going to, you know, after 2 weeks, I'm not going to fulfill them. And last night we gathered here for New Year's Eve service, and I heard some people share their resolutions. One person said gardening. You had a gardening project, I think you shared, and someone said a project in their house. What's important for us as we head into the New Year's, actually just shifting the thought about resolutions, what matters is God's resolution. God's resolution was to send His Son to be just like us in every way. God's resolution was to have His Son die on the cross for us for the forgiveness of our sins so that we could have eternal life. And as we enter into the New Year, let us think about those resolutions, but let us always remember God's resolution is to love us to the very end. And we're going to be reminded of that in a special way in today's service about how Jesus became one like us. We hear that when He was born in the manger. We heard that at Christmas. But again, today's a reminder of how Jesus became one like us. We're going to hear how He went through the rite of circumcision on the eighth day. That was the law. And then on the 40th day, He was presented into the temple with Mary and Joseph, and He met a man named Simeon. Now, why did Jesus do all that? He didn't have to do any of those things. It's further proof that He was willing to become just like us and put Himself under the law. And that's good news for each and every one of us. Just a couple of notes before we begin our service here this morning. The first is that it is a new year. We have portals of prayer devotions out in the narthex. So we want to make sure we're equipping you with devotions to start this new year. Just a simple way to spend about a minute or two to prep for the day that's ahead. That's a great tool. Wanted to note that. And then Dan shared the newsletter for January. Lots of information in there about the month ahead and things that are happening at Peace. We have hard copies available too out in the narthex, I believe, as well. Is that right, Dan? So if you want a hard copy, you can pick one up out on, I think it's a circular table. Next Sunday, we're back to our regular schedule. I don't know about you, my kids have been out of school, and I can't wait for regular schedule. Man. Oh, goodness. And they can't wait either for regular schedule, too. Next Sunday, we're back to our regular schedule, which means choir at 8 o'clock, and Sunday school at 9 o'clock, and then worship is at 10 o'clock. Fellowship following worship as well. And then a last note about our worship is this is a communion service. Communion's offered in two ways at Peace. One is with the communion package, and you'll take communion in your seat, in your pew. We'll commune you first if you choose that option. The other option is to come forward to the communion rail and receive the body and blood of Christ up front. If you're going to do it, receive communion that way, just wait for the usher to come your way and guide you forward. Our ushers this morning are Joe and Jeanette Payne. Thank you for serving this morning.